1-800-259-9231. It's Mark with you.
And Jason.
Yeah, you might be wondering, where's Ian? And in fact, Ian is at one of his Cheshire TV board meetings or something, and I guess he's going to roll in here whenever it's convenient for him.
He's also enjoying his newfound freedom because now his curfew has been lifted, right, Mark?
Well, I guess they didn't reinstate the tenets of his bail, making him be in by 6 p.m. So
look out, Keen. Ian's on the loose.
Right. Oh, good Lord. So anyway, we are going to do a show for you. I think Ian's going to show up. Jason, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Jason Talley. It's always a honor and a privilege to be on Free Talk Live. I run the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. I'm also a blogger at freegrafton.com, and I make the occasional videos over at tally.tv.
Yeah, that's we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about most of those things sometime this evening. But I know Ian doesn't want to miss talking to you about Tally TV, and I don't want to take that away from him. So let's go on straight to some show prep here. I've got an interesting story from... Well, I got it from change.org, which generally, you know, not the greatest place for me to go looking for show prep, but let me read it to you. Many of us have had student teachers, those juniors and seniors in college who step into elementary school, middle school, and high school classrooms to get some on-the-job training. For anyone getting their degree in education, student teaching is practically a requirement. A time to put what you've learned in the classroom into practice. But for at least one Oregon college student, the student teaching process seemed to be a reminder that in some school districts, it's not okay to acknowledge the existence of the, they use that those initials there, LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual.
Transgendered, I believe.
Transgendered people. And I don't know that necessarily those folks so all go together, but you know, that's the terminology that's out there. It says, let's head on over to the Beaverton School District in the suburbs of Portland. There, Seth Stembaugh, a 23-year-old graduate teaching student at Lewis and Clark College, was told by a school district administrator that he was no longer allowed to teach to student teach in the district. They told him he had made inappropriate comments and that he would have to find another school district to teach in. Now, you'd think if you just made some inappropriate comments, you could be counseled and then allowed to move on. I mean, surely every teacher has made some inappropriate comments over time. But just what were those inappropriate comments? According to the Portland Mercury, Stembaugh was asked to by a student whether he was married. Stembaugh, openly gay, said that he was not, adding that it would be illegal for him to be married in the state of Oregon because he would choose to marry another guy. Asked by the same student whether that meant that Stembaugh liked hanging out with men, Stembaugh replied, yeah. They say that honesty is the best policy, but in this case, a parent in the school district caught wind of the conversation and went to the school administrators, telling them that if they didn't remove Stembaugh from the classroom, the parent would remove his child. So the school district called up Stembaugh and Lewis and Clark College and said that these comments were inappropriate and that Stembaugh would have to student teach elsewhere. So, I guess you can't say that you're gay there in Beaverton, Oregon?
You shouldn't be able to say Beaverton. this is a college?
Where his student teaching is a... They didn't say whether it was a middle school or a high school. It's just a school was what was mentioned. And I get from the sort of naivety of the comment from the student that asked the question that maybe we're talking about an elementary school. I don't know. But the comment here was the student was asked whether Stembaugh liked hanging out with men. And Stembaugh replied, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't care about that. I mean... The issue is, like, telling the kid that he was gay, but it was totally appropriate, it seems to be, because he explained why he was not married. It would be an illegal activity if he were married, so I think the teacher handled it well. But it's not that he was fired, it's just that he wasn't given a job.
Correct. Basically, he was told that he would no longer be student teaching in the school district. So I don't even know if he was getting paid at all, which,
okay.
You know, maybe he was, but he certainly wasn't considered an employee as a student teacher.
But it was a direct result of him outing himself to one of his students.
Indeed. That, you know, what he spoke of. He didn't say, I'm gay, or anything like that. He just said that if the student asked if he was married, he said he was not married. It would be illegal for him to be married because the person he would choose to marry would be another guy. And then the student said, well, does that mean he likes hanging out with men? And Stambaugh said, yeah.
At some point, these students are going to have to realize there are homosexuals among us.
Indeed.
I see the big deal.
Yeah, I tend to see it that way. You know, when it comes to public school, you have that whole tragedy of the commons thing. If you're dealing with a very conservative Christian school here, that I've certainly seen them before, you can see why, and I suppose you would likely support that this guy would, you know, that they would fire somebody who was gay, right? I mean,
sure.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
The problem, and obviously if it was a liberal school where everybody, believed that everybody should have the same rights as everyone else, then that wouldn't be a problem either. Because, you know, no big deal. But here you have everyone mixed together in this giant, hegemic institution. These public schools are just huge compared to most private schools and honestly most businesses. The idea that public school is supposed to prepare you for the workplace just seems ludicrous to me. I've never worked in a place that had as many students in it as my high school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're unnatural institutions. And so that's the thing. It's a government school, so it's the government saying this, that you cannot tell your students that you're a homosexual, even though another teacher could talk about his wife all day to his students if he wanted to, probably. And so there's a bit of hypocrisy there, which is why, yet another reason why you want governments separated from education.
And also, you could imagine if this was a different school district, that likely this wouldn't have happened at all. But it's because it's in Beaverton, and some parent made some huff over it. And so I imagine what you're dealing with is a relatively, you know, oftentimes these big metros will be surrounded by, a more conservative enclaves, because generally the big metros are where the liberals live and the conservatives tend to live around. So you've got the situation of the wide lawns, small minds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, it seems to me that's what I'm hearing here. And, I feel for this guy. There's no reason for this. If he would have been openly gay, and talked like a gay guy and acted like a gay guy, that wouldn't be any big deal. But just saying that he would marry a man if he was given his druthers, that's the issue. And I don't really get it at all. So,
just another ridiculous example of public education and parents. You know, you said it was one that made a complaint, and so got this guy out of the school system. There's no mechanism for, keeping good teachers like that.
Apparently, in this instance, the parent who complained about Stambaugh's comment also complained about Stambaugh's choice in clothing earlier in the semester. The parent called the school to file a complaint about Stambaugh's outfit. Press slacks, a button-up Oxford shirt, and a cardigan, which happened to be a gift from Stambaugh's grandfather. Apparently, the outfit was too provocative for this parent, prompting a complaint. Lords knows what happened if the outfit would have included a tie. So I don't even know what it is that this guy was complaining about, but didn't like his outfit. Maybe it was...
I believe the pants were assless.
They must have been. They must... They must have had, gaifer written across the back of them. I have no idea. It seems like this guy is being targeted for perhaps the way he walks and talks and dresses. And, that's just not the way it's supposed to be. There are guys out there, I've seen them, that you would swear up and down are gay, but they're not. They just seem like it. They've got wives. At least, I haven't delved any further, but once they have a wife, for me, that's good enough. I suppose it's quite possible to be gay with a wife, too. And that's not a very nice thing to do to the woman unless she understands what's going on. But, this poor guy, I wonder if it was a, powder pink cardigan. What's the problem?
So you think he might have been profiled?
I think I think this parent, went after him, it's just nasty.
Yeah.
Give us a call. Tell us what you think about this incident in Beaverton, Oregon. 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Jason.
And Mark.
Don't forget, join us on our website at freetalklive.com where you'll find neat stuff, and it's all free, including our Shrine of Female listeners, dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Calling all writers interested in journalism and passionate about liberty. The IHS Journalism Internship Program places aspiring journalists at in media. Participants work in real jobs and learn core reporting skills. Former internships have gone on to have gone into ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, The Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and more. Placements available in print, broadcast, and new media, and investigative journalism. This includes a stipend that varies depending on the program, a housing assistance, mentoring from experienced professionals. You can get it all by going to libertarianinternships.com. It's libertarianinternships.com.
So, I'm back. I was late tonight because of a local TV board meeting. I'm on the local board of directors of Cheshire TV, the local public access channel. And somebody with a lot of television experience is here in the studio with us, Jason Talley, joining us here from the CD Evolution, Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. And have you guys, I mean, I missed the first segment of the show. Have you been talking about what's going on with Talley.tv yet?
We haven't. I saved that for you.
Oh, okay, great, because I love it. Jason, the videos have been absolutely fantastic. And folks can see them easily over at freekeen.com. I think I posted every single one that you've come out with there. Is Talley.tv also an active site where they can go to and see them as well?
That has all the videos. You've been publishing the recent series that we've been doing with the victims of the drug war, but there's other stuff. I don't know if it's been on Freekeen, such as Weedaclaws, who has a website, weedaclaws.com. And we've also been doing some redress of grievance events, which are protests at the state liquor stores.
Recently, you had an interview, a couple of interviews, with a lady named Patricia, Nurse Patricia. Tell me about her.
She's a very nice woman. The first time I ever met her was she was crying because she was getting ready to go into the Grafton County Superior Court, where she was going to be put on trial for growing illegal plants. It's marijuana. And so she, you know, I wanted to talk to her for a little bit, but, you know, And she reveals in the video she's never been through anything like this before. She's never been arrested. And one day, Nurse Patricia, you know, late in the evening, receives a knock on her door, and it's some plainclothes men. And she opens it up, which was a bad idea for anybody that late at night. And she was just in a nightie, and they let her know that they're there to look for marijuana. They say they can smell it, and they put the foot right in the door and just barge in. They end up having to, you know, she had to use the restroom because of, you know, she was very nervous, and so they watched her do that. They stole thousands of dollars from her in envelopes marked Christmas or retirement or, you know, insurance.
Well, if you have cash, it must be from drugs.
Yeah, but they say. So I sat through this entire trial. They never produced a single customer, and of course they never produced a single victim.
Hmm.
And so
did they produce a ledger or anything like that?
No ledgers.
Hmm.
No, nothing like that. They took her computer, but weren't able to find anything. And of course they haven't returned it yet. So you know, she's in the same county where I live, Grafton County, and you know, you look in the newspaper every day, and there's going to be victims. But like, if you do a Google search on Patricia Smith, you'll see a slanted news article with her mugshot, and, you know, makes her seem like a drug dealer. But when you're
selling dope to kids,
but they want you to think. Yeah, she's a wonderful person, and so
she seems so sweet, so warm, and it's just so sad what's happening to her.
Right, and was using it for medical reasons. Now this woman's a nurse. You know, I'm going to trust her medical advice a lot more than some bureaucrat in Concord. As a matter of fact, her daughter's bipolar, and the daughter was on lithium, no longer needed that because she was smoking pot. Yeah, exactly. Lithium is something you don't want to mess around with, but it's something that grows from the earth. She was able to smoke it 2-3 times a week, and that leveled her out. So I encourage everybody to just hear about Patricia Smith's story, and it'll make your heart break, but maybe that's what we need in order to end the war on drugs, because it's a war on people.
Well, then you followed up her story with a related story about her mother, who happens to have been a corrections officer for something like 15 years.
15 years. She was a corrections officer, and I was able. She wanted to read a letter on camera, and so I did that for her. But because she doesn't think the judge even read it, this is the, you know, the letter where the family and friends are supposed to plead and talk about how a nice person, you know, the accused is.
I swear this crap does not matter at all.
It doesn't.
Let me tell you something that happened to me, and I understand the circumstances aren't exactly the same, but they're somewhat similar. I had been doing the Operation Turnaround program in prison for several years, like 3 or 4 years, and essentially what this was a situation where I talked to kids who come through the prison about why it's a bad, what they're doing, you know, they've gotten in some kind of legal trouble, what they're doing is bad, and why they should not want to be in prison, and you know, ways that they can turn their lives around. And, you know, I don't take their shoes, I don't yell at them or be mean to them or anything like that. I
that's some funny stuff, though, man.
What's that?
The Scared Straight video
that program
from the 1970s.
Worked in its initial iteration. After that, it ceased to. And likely it worked because the guy who started it was really passionate about it and made it work. But this Operation Turnaround program has been shown to work more effectively. So anyway, I participated in this, and I was going up for a pardon in front of the governor, and I asked the warden of the prison that I was in to simply state the fact that I had done this on a piece of letterhead, and the guy simply wouldn't do it. And it just goes to show how all these I managed to get ministers and college teachers, college professors, and all kinds of people to put these things in front of the governor meant nothing. I went in front of the same. I went in front of the governor again 10 years after my release with all these sort of statements from people who are potentates in their positions, important folks, and things like that. Didn't matter. These things just don't seem to matter much.
Yes, because the system wants to dirty you up, right? I mean, that's what they did to Patricia Smith, and the media played right along with it. You know, they. Whatever the cop said, they regurgitated, and so people get that impression. But she's actually a really nice woman, a caring person, who is going to leave a hole that, you know, she's going to be separated from her family, her friends, and it's a shame.
She's going to cost us all a great deal of money. This person who was dealing with...
Well, the government's going to cost you money.
What's that?
The government's going to cost you money. She's not doing anything to you.
The government is going to use her as an excuse to cost us all money.
Mm-hmm.
And she could be out there treating her illness that doesn't harm anyone, but no, we can't have that.
This is a great reason not to pay your taxes, because the government is going to try to steal from you so they can put wonderful people like Patricia Smith or Robert Constantine in a cage, and I won't have any part of it.
Well, luckily you don't own any property, Jason, so you while you're paying rent, if you are paying rent, then you are paying those taxes. You are paying the money that is keeping these people in a cage, and it's frustrating to me.
Well, you pay as little as you can, and that's really what you can do.
Right.
Well, yeah, I understand that. More coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Since we're talking pot, I've got a related story about an elementary school student who, apparently... wanted to turn in his parents. We'll explain why here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House House Foods, Seychelles and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including news updates. Just get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via Twitter or Facebook, or you can get emailed updates, which is the best way to make sure you don't miss anything. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get on board with those. Jason Talley is joining us here tonight from the CD Evolution Fund, Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, and you're involved with that, but you're also doing Tally.tv, which is your own video channel. And I would say that the focus of Tally.tv certainly, I think, dovetails at this time with what CD Evolution is doing. You've been telling us about Nurse Patricia, who has been sentenced to 2 years, if I'm correct, 2 years
yep.
in prison mm-hmm. for growing a full, growing some marijuana plants, basically. She's using them for medical purposes, but regardless of what she's using them for, it's ludicrous to put somebody in a jail cell who's been growing a plant. It just... something that grows naturally. She's growing them. So what? Leave people alone. But up here in New Hampshire, they haven't gotten that one yet, despite across the country, of course, medical marijuana laws being passed, California looking at passing full legalization of marijuana, and New Hampshire pretty backwards in that way. I hope we see some sort of change in the future on this.
But you don't even have to go across the country to see a decriminalization. I mean, all the way around the live for your die state, Maine, Massachusetts, Vermont, they all have some type of decriminalization. And, of course, Canada.
It's embarrassing.
It's terrible, and we can't stand for it. And meanwhile, they're putting peaceful people in these cages and charging us, what is it, like $10,000 a year per person to keep in a cage? I mean, it's outrageous. And
I've heard numbers, depending on the state you're talking about, $30,000 sort of on average, as high as $80,000 in states like California, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, for the crime of owning yourself. I mean, if you own yourself and the state of New Hampshire doesn't own you, then why can't you consume a plant? I mean, if you're religious, was God guilty on the third day for, you know, creating marijuana? And the state of New Hampshire calls it manufacturing a drug. No, you're growing a plant.
Exactly right. And, in fact, even the former Surgeon General has come out in favor of marijuana legalization. All kinds of people. There was that former federal prosecutor in Washington State, who came out after he spent time and his career putting Mark Emery, the Prince of Pop, behind bars. He comes out afterwards and says, yeah, I don't think we should do that anymore. And now CNN.com reporting that Jocelyn Elders has told CNN Sunday that she supports legalizing marijuana. She says, what I think is horrible about all of this is that we criminalize young people, and we use so many of our excellent resources for things that aren't really causing any problems. It's not a toxic substance.
And the sad thing is, yet one more sad thing, is that, you know, black people are jailed, you know, in higher rates than white people, even though the usage statistics don't back that up. So it's used for discrimination.
Absolutely.
It's ugly.
And so it needs definitely needs to change. And, of course, anybody that's been listening to this show for a little while knows that we'll go further than just marijuana legalization. Anybody that's out there manufacturing or possessing a chemical or a plant should be left alone. If there is no victim, there is no crime. But, Jason, what would you say to the objection from, say, a statist or somebody supporting the status quo that, well, there are victims to these drug users? I mean, besides the user, there are victims. Society is harmed.
That's the argument. I did a interview when we were in front of the liquor store, the state liquor store, with one of their police officers that focus on alcohol investigations, and I had a conversation with him at Tally.tv. And he tried to play that argument also, but nobody can get into real details. You can't, you know, put a victim on the witness stand, and because there aren't victims.
Now, this police officer handles alcohol issues. Was saying that there are victims with marijuana.
I talked to him about.
Can't you say that there's victims for alcohol?
Of course.
I mean,
yeah, hundreds of thousands.
For God's sake, get out there and arrest those people that have all those victims.
Mark, the state makes too much money. They make $500 million a year.
They could make that kind of money on weed. If they wanted to.
No, not really, because weed grows everywhere. I mean, yes, you can have people manufacturing their own liquor, but once states allow any decriminalization, I don't see how they can really keep the genie in the bottle at that point.
I agree that, you know, that's true, that there's a certain level of that. But remember that I could brew my own beer if I wanted to. It's relatively easy for me to make my own wine. However, that wine is going to be god-awful. And, you know, whereas, you know, when you're talking about growing weed outside, I think you could probably get some level of potency, but people are going to want the ease of it, honestly. The marketplace will come up with ways to make it easier for people, and they'll be like, I'll pay $5, $10 for a pack of, you know, marijuana cigs.
Yeah. By that time, I'll probably be bored with it all and not want to smoke it anymore.
Well, they did show, the numbers do show, at least I believe from the Netherlands, where they have had some level of marijuana decriminalization there, that teenagers are not using marijuana as much as they used to in the Netherlands, and they're using it less than teenagers in the United States. So the statistics bear it out, actually, that once a product is decriminalized, or in the case of California, legalized and taken out of the black market, the sexy factor drops down, the forbidden fruit factor drops down. And so the teenagers aren't seeing it as cool anymore, because it's no longer illegal. It's no longer as exciting. It's no longer as risky and dangerous to involve oneself in the smoking and the producing of cannabis.
You know, and even if that didn't happen in the case of
even if it didn't reduce it,
as far as I can tell, just, you know, from personal experience and everything I've read regarding these two drugs, that if you could switch over the people that drink alcohol, or half of them or whatever, to smoking marijuana, you'd have a better world. You wouldn't have people beating their wives. People don't smoke pot and beat their wives or husbands or whomever. You know, generally don't act in a violent fashion. And you can ask cops that. How many wrestling matches have you gotten into with somebody who's stoned as opposed to somebody who's drunk?
Oh, yeah.
You know, people generally drive better, you know, having smoked marijuana as opposed to drinking alcohol.
The evidence is in our favor.
Yeah,
all of the evidence is in the favor of those who wish to repeal prohibition. The history of prohibition is undisputed, and we can see the same consequences happening. In fact, I was reading a book recently, the Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion by Michael Cloud, as I was on my trip on the plane here over the weekend, and one of the things he suggested was instead of using the term unintended consequences, use foreseeable consequences. Because in many of these cases with these government programs, we who love liberty and to understand what happens when government uses force, in many cases we understand a lot of the consequences that come from when the government gets itself involved in whether it's regulating or controlling or licensing or making something completely illegal. We know what many of those consequences are. So they're not really unintended consequences. From our perspective, they're completely foreseeable. They're completely predictable consequences. And those consequences of prohibition come back. You know, the same things that happened with alcohol prohibition are happening now with prohibition on drugs. And so all of the facts are in our favor. But it's just the political system is such a crappy system. It's so slow to change. I've been to these hearings where they will be looking at something as benign as medical marijuana legislation, and I've watched as dozens of people, you know, maybe close to 100, 7,500 people perhaps, will come into these hearings, and of those people, maybe half a dozen of them are government bureaucrats, and the rest of them are all folks that are out there for whatever reason or another to support ending this prohibition, in this case just on medical pot. The most obviously compassionate of proposals. And it's just amazing to watch as, despite the numbers and the sense and the logic all being on the side of those who wish to end prohibition, the few bureaucrats that show up who are being paid to show up, those few bureaucrats that show up to defend their jobs, working in this war on drugs, the attorney generals, the police chiefs, those people, they always end up swaying, almost all the time, swaying these government people.
I don't know that they sway them. That's where they're at. These government people are at the point of, you know, change is bad, change is scary, change might get me kicked out of office.
Then it's the other people that don't sway them. Yeah. And it's just so sad. Now, we've seen slow progress on that, but it's taken years. And so I think the more people we can get on our side, the better from any perspective, whether it be civil disobedience or inside the system. More coming up here. Your thoughts, welcome at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Give us, well, we give you, rather, the features for free. But you can give to us by getting involved in the website. There are various different ways, but the main one actually allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. So as you're surfing about the web, if you find something that you think is pretty interesting that you want to share with our listeners, you submit it to the website, and then other listeners will look at it, decide whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked will make it up to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. In fact, speaking of the top of the website, right now, the number one story, thanks to you and your votes, is Bile. Bile, who has been on the show a number of times from blogofbile.com, has been involved. He's not only a Free State Project participant, he's not yet made the move. He's still down there in New Jersey / New York City. And he's been involved in doing some Fully Informed Jury Association outreach with Julian Heichlin, who is this nationally recognized activist, almost 80-year-old man that is going from federal courthouse to federal courthouse, handing out Fully Informed Jury Association information. Now, Jason Talley is with us here tonight from cdevolution.org, and certainly the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, I think, would support folks doing jury outreach. It's not particularly disobedience, but it can be when the cops decide to mess with you.
Right. I mean, I think in Bile's situation, they wanted him to turn off the cameras, but he stood his ground and ended up arrested, just like George Donnelly was in front of a federal building. So
something as innocent as handing out information in a public place, a place where allegedly the public should be free to gather and engage in speech, and handing out a pamphlet certainly would be considered speech, I would hope, by any court. In those situations, it's still fraught with risk. Men with guns could still come and arrest you for something. And indeed, Bile was arrested at one point in Manhattan. Is that right, Bile? You're with us?
Yes, sir. It was at downtown Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. And you were at the federal courthouse with Julian Heichlin. He was also arrested that day. Can you, give a brief recap for our listeners that are unfamiliar with the details, and then what happened then?
Sure. So this happened last November 9th in 2009. I had never met Julian at the time. I had just found out recently that he had been arrested a number of times, I think three at that point, for refusing to leave when handing out jury nullification information, and he was arrested and taken to, I think it was Bellevue Hospital, and brought to the psych ward because he refused to respond to his arrest. He went limp. As you said, he's nearly 80 years old. He would just go completely limp, non-responsive. And rather than trying to take him downtown, they would call an ambulance. They'd pick him up, bring him over to Belleville, and he would not say anything. So they would bring him to the psych ward. They would do all the normal things like pinching his fingers and yelling into his ear, try to get him to respond. He would wait until like the second round of people to come in, and then he would come alive, talk to whoever was there, and then sign himself out as John Galt or Ayn Rand and just leave. And so I showed up on the 9th to film what he was doing just in case anything happened. I was doing an interview with him after some officers had started harassing him. They left. I started an interview. The federal officer showed up, Clifford Barnes, and I started to back up. He asked who I worked for, and I didn't respond. Julian then butted in and said, well, he's not obligated to say anything. The officer then pays attention to Julian. I walk backwards. I have a spy cam on my belt and a primary camcorder, digital camcorder in my hand.
Smart move. That way, if they take the primary camcorder, they have no idea they're still being recorded.
Right. And I had picked up that camera because of my regular encounters with New York Police Department in the subways and their searches and such. Mm-hmm. And so I was probably 20 feet away, 15, 20 feet away, and the officer, after Julian goes down on the ground and the officer secures his person, he walks over to me and asks, who do you work for? And, you know, oftentimes Free Talk Live has said, well, if an officer or someone asks who you work for, you can always say you're a producer for Free Talk Live. And so I did, and then I was instantly arrested. In fact, if I probably said nothing, I may not have been arrested, because the way that the officer implied after the fact was that he arrested me due to thinking that I was working for some commercial organization. Not that that justifies anything, but that's what I gathered from how he was.
Right, as though a commercial organization has not
fewer rights,
as many rights to free speech.
Apparently.
Well, I would think that a commercial organization, the individuals, whether they're working for the, whether they're there on business or whether they're there for some philosophical reason, enjoy the same rights as anyone else, I guess is probably the best way to describe it.
Right. And so I was arrested. If you look at the regulation, I'm pretty sure it says that you have to be warned. Jason said that I refused to stop filming. In fact, I didn't because I was never asked to stop filming. Mm-hmm. At one point in the footage that you can find at youtube.com/blogofbile, it's somewhere in there. Or you can go to blogofbile.com and look at the current posts, and you'll be able to find a link to it. Mm-hmm. But you can see that at one point another officer says, well, you should have just turned off the camera when we told you to. And the arresting officer actually butts in and says, in fact, I didn't ask him to shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so the officer at least was good in that regard. He didn't try to make it worse than it was. But so after all this happened, the next week I came back. So they confiscated my memory card. I was able to keep my video camera. The next week I showed up. I stayed on the sidewalk this time, not to press my luck. And they threatened to arrest me again for quote unquote whatever. I was not arrested. I wasn't arrested that time.
What kind of time does whatever carry?
Yeah. What are you in for? Whatever.
I'm not sure.
I'm wondering if whatever's a misdemeanor or a felony.
Yeah. So
the charge I got itself was a violation, so it may have been just a violation.
I see.
Who knows?
You didn't get a ticket for whatever.
Yeah.
So then.
So I ended up taking this to the NYCLU, which is the New York State chapter of the American Civil Liberty Union. Mm-hmm. At first, they told me to scram. They said, well, if it's the law, it's the law. Well, there's nothing we can do. But mm-hmm. apparently, it's gone to the wrong people. About 2 weeks later, I got a call back, and they said they were interested in my case. There was actually another case that they had that was similarly sympathetic, but not quite as sympathetic as my own, and eventually that case was dropped. I'm not sure why.
So did you file suit?
Yes, we filed a civil lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security and Janet Napolitano.
Did the NYCLU pay for this?
Yes.
Lawsuit? Okay.
Yeah, They covered all the costs. They
nice.
Said, offhand, I think they said it would cost them about $25,000.
Wow.
But so that was our lawsuit against the DHS, the Federal Protective Services, and the arresting officers happened. We put in the lawsuit on April 22nd of this year, and as of Friday, a settlement was reached and signed by a judge that basically did a couple things. One, it had the DHS and the government admit that what they did was inappropriate, that the regulation does not, in fact, cover those things.
So what they did was inappropriate in that they arrested you for whatever the heck the charge was, and then that was completely inappropriate of them.
Right. So the regulation is not to be interpreted that way. That was a misunderstanding. You know, based normal, but trying to get out of responsibility, they basically said it was a misunderstanding.
Is this binding on them? Is this settlement binding on them, or is it just get you out of whatever the charges were?
Well, the charges against me had already been dropped.
I see. Sorry.
This was an additional lawsuit against them for basically infringement of my First Amendment.
So does that
right.
So does the settlement basically include a judge's order against them saying that they cannot do this anymore, or is it that they could still do it in the future and then have to go through this process again?
Well, it's not the same as like a judge ruling that against them, but it is them admitting that they screwed up, that this is not what this regulation means. It also has provisions that they have 60 days to issue. You know, an educational document, basically instructions to all federal employees who enforce these regulations that this is the case, and if they don't do it within 60 days and provide evidence, then we can turn around and sue them again.
I see. So,
my goodness, Bile, you've changed the world.
We should start quizzing them. We should go to where they work and quiz them on what they've read.
Now, this is specifically regarding the regulations about people filming on federal property?
Actually, the settlement covers only federal courthouses, but the regulation itself, and if you read the New York Civil Liberty Union's press release, which you can get to from blogwild.com, my lawyer actually said, and we sort of knew this when the government was pushing back on this issue, so originally we wanted it to cover all federal properties all over the United States. They refused to do that.
Well, can you hang on through the news and keep this discussion going for a bit?
Sure, no problem.
All right, more with Bile from blogofbile.com, relating what sounds like some pretty good news, backing up the rights of individuals and presumably companies as well to, well, I guess individuals only, but individuals to record on federal courthouse properties. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.